This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Ukraine and its Western allies are engaged in fast-track talks on the possibility of arming the country with long-range missiles and military aircraft. AP correspondent Sarah Napa has more.
Mykhailo Podolyak, an advisor to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, said Ukraine supporters in the West understand how the war is developing and know the need to supply planes capable of providing cover for armored vehicles that the United States and Germany pledged at the beginning of the month, a decision that led to criticism not only from the Kremlin, but from the Secretary General of NATO and European Union member Hungary. Western weapons have proven essential to Ukraine's defense, while stoking ever higher tensions with Moscow. Amid the news of the Western pledges of heavy tanks, Russia bombarded Ukraine with exploding drones and artillery shells. The attacks continued Saturday when Russian missiles struck the city of Kostyantynivka in eastern Ukraine's Donetsk province. The fighting has largely been deadlocked over the past months, with winter conditions slowing down ground operations and neither side reporting significant progress. I'm Sarah Naffa.
Former Army Chief Peter Pavel won the Czech Republic's presidential election on Saturday after a campaign featuring strong backing for NATO and the European Union and support for aid to Ukraine. Pavel is a 61-year-old retired general. He was set to win with more than 58% of the vote, with nearly all voting districts having reported he would defeat ex-Prime Minister Andrej Babiš, a dominant but polarizing force in Czech politics. The current president, Miloš Zeman, had pushed for closer ties with Beijing and with Moscow until Russia invaded Ukraine. Pavel's election will mark a sharp shift. Zeman's term ends in March. Czech presidents don't have many day-to-day duties, but they do pick prime ministers and central bank heads and have a say in foreign policy as well. From Washington, this is VOA News. Tens of thousands of Israelis flocked to Tel Aviv on Saturday to protest against judicial reform plans by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's new government. Protesters say they will threaten Israeli democracy, those plans rather. The plans have sparked fierce debate in Israel, prompting large weekly demonstrations in Tel Aviv and other cities, with more than 100,000 protesters attending last week's demonstration. In the United States, former President Donald Trump has kicked off his 2024 White House bid with a stop in New Hampshire.
First trip back to New Hampshire. This is about the beginning, you know. This is it. We're starting. We're starting right here as a candidate for president. And you've probably seen the polls. We're really doing great.
Later Saturday, he plans to be in South Carolina. The appearances in the early voting states mark the first campaign events since Trump announced his latest run more than 2 months ago. A sluggish start to a campaign he announced in November has left many questioning his commitment to running again. The United States is still trying to come to grips with the video showing five Memphis police officers pummeling Tyre Nichols after a traffic stop, an attack that led to his death. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Civil rights leader Reverend Al Sharpton devoted his National Action Network broadcast to the fatal police beating that left Tyre Nichols dead and five officers fired and arrested.
You don't beat a man to death. An unarmed man that you know was no threat to you. There's no excuse.
He says he's disappointed all the officers are black.
We marched to get blacks and browns in the police department.
And Sharpton calls on Congress to approve the George Floyd bill, created but not passed. There have been no police nor community officials who have publicly tried to defend the officers' actions heard on their body cameras. Even their chief, C.J. Davis, says there's no explanation.
That level of aggression just makes you wonder what in the world happened.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
Sweden's foreign ministry on Saturday warned Swedes in Turkey to avoid crowds and demonstrations following protests there over the burning of the Koran by a far-right politician in Stockholm last week. Turkey has suspended talks with Sweden and Finland on their applications to join NATO after the protest at which Rasmus Paludan, leader of the Danish far-right political party Hardline, burned a copy of the Koran outside the Turkish embassy in Stockholm. Paludan's actions have led to demonstrations in several Muslim countries as well as in Turkey. More at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.